In Romans chapter 1 and 2, it addresses this with God giving people over to their sin, both heterosexual and homosexual sin, the degrading of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. God gave them over to shameful lusts. And then it goes on. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. That phrase, received in themselves, I think is very revealing. Because I think sin does have its built-in punishments. And sometimes we're expecting all punishment to come from the outside, as if God just is watching, okay, and then the moment something wrong is done, then God intervenes and punishes. Clearly, God does sometimes intervene and punish. Lots of Old Testament accounts, including Sodom and Gomorrah, come to mind. You would definitely say that was divine intervention, you know. But does he always? And I think you could argue, no, he builds into life certain principles and consequences. The book of Proverbs is very clear on this. The friends of wise people become wise. The friends of foolish people become foolish, and harm comes to them. If you don't handle your finances right, there will be consequences. If you don't handle your body and your sexual desires right, there will be consequences. Things will happen in life, the choices that we make.